All right, we're back on with Coulter Lubin from the DNR out of Escanaba, and I appreciate more of your time, Coulter.
Heck yeah, I'm happy to tell the story to you, Adam.
I got a feeling that this is going to be a really interesting and unique story about how you got this beautiful buck up in Big Snow Country. You stalked him 3 miles from the truck, and you said you finally got into some deer sign that looked fresh, so you had just set up your tree stand that you had carried in when we left off. So take it from there.
Yeah, so I'd actually started to hook back around, Adam, so I really was probably only a mile and a half or 2 miles from the truck at this point because I had started to do a loop. So I got in this good area. I was on the ground. Stand was set up. And the wind, actually, I thought it was perfect, and then I felt it hit me on the neck. And I'm like, oh, that's not good. But I'm like, I'm set up. I'm here. I'm in a good area. It's the rut. So I had some doe and estrus stuff in my pack. And I was like, well, I'm going to hang some scent wicks around, try to maybe cover, mask some of my scent blowing in the direction I didn't want it. While I was setting those up, I looked kind of into the creek bottom, kind of like a dammed up creek. So there's kind of a decent chunk there with like some grass growing and stuff. And I look and I see this bush moving side to side, and I see a body. I see a deer 35 to 40 yards away from where I just set my tree stand. And he's just going to town on this bush. And I didn't see his antlers at first. Of course, I knew it was a buck. So I dropped back about 20 yards to my stand because I didn't have my bow in my hand. I grab my bow, put an arrow in, get my release on, and I creep. And I'm in the hardwoods, and he's kind of down below me, down by the creek. I get down. I get within around 15 yards of this buck.
What?
Up in the creek. Yeah, yeah. And I seen his rack at this point, so I'm like, holy cow, like, I'm going to shoot that one. You know, I'll end my season on that. But he was, like, in a bush, Adam. Like, I couldn't get a good shot at his vitals. There's a lot of sticks and stuff. He takes nothing to throw an arrow off. And
right.
So he finally backs up to come out of that bush, but he spins so fast, and I tried stopping him, and he didn't. And he goes behind a spruce tree, which is just right there, and he makes a scrape. Again, I'm 15 yards away from this deer doing this. And, I'm like,
he still doesn't have a clue you're there.
No clue. Other than I grunted at him to get him to stop. And so I think he heard it, but he didn't hear it enough to stop. But then after he made that scrape, he started kind of working away from me. He got out to around 25, 30 yards at him, and he turned just enough for me to put an arrow in him.
Wow.
I ended up hitting him a little far back. It was kind of an interesting track job. I actually jumped him out of his bed, and then I backed out, and we came back 6 hours later. He was piled up about 100 yards away from where I jumped him.
Wow. Well, that's a phenomenal story and pretty amazing, you know, taking advantage of the rut, right? He was all worked up and not really concerned with you.
No, and that's the kind of stuff that happens during the rut. You know, you just hear these crazy stories and like, oh, there's no way that can happen. But there's a 2-week time frame every year where anything can happen. And I guess my story just shows you that can be true.
That's crazy. I've never had a deer of that magnitude. I've had does where I could have shot with my bow on the ground, just stalking them. And they were young too, by the way. They weren't old, wily, propeller-headed does. But that's a great story, man. Awesome story, unique. And I appreciate you sharing with us. You're going to be checking deer, I assume, starting on Friday all next week?
Yeah, I don't feel too bad being at work and not hunting now. I feel better about it. But yep, I'll be there checking deer. I got to work now.
Well, we'll be texting you and checking in with you, get you on the phone and get a report from you.
Awesome. Sounds good, Adam. We'll plan on it.
Coulter Lubin from the Department of Natural Resources hooking us up with a great buck story to get us pumped up right here on The Outdoor Show.